The lesson for our homily is 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The blood on the doorposts must have been a strange sight for those Israelites who were slaves in Egypt. Eating unleavened bread and bitter herbs with their walking clothes on must have felt odd, not the more relaxed evening meal after a day of hard labor. The Passover lamb, roasted whole, was to be eaten completely. Unusual rituals, but commanded by God. This was their deliverance from slavery, their journey to the promised land, and putting behind them the wickedness and sorrow of slavery in Egypt. Take and eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood. Another ritual that the world cannot understand. Do this in remembrance of me. This sacrament was also commanded by God with the promise of deliverance and forgiveness of sins. This is our deliverance from slavery to sin, our journey to eternal life. God loved us, unworthy and rebellious creatures, so much that he made the plan to rescue us, a plan no human could have imagined or invented. God became man and was born of a virgin. Jesus, who is true God and true man, suffered and died for the sins of the whole world. We are redeemed. We are bought back, not with gold or silver, not with the blood of lambs and goats, but with the blood of God himself that flowed from the cross of Calvary. This blood, Jesus' blood, marks our doors, and it destroys death, defeats the devil, and delivers from eternal death. Luther's hymn says, "See, his blood doth mark our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. Alleluia." Death was all around the Israelites that first Passover night. Every firstborn of Egypt died. What sorrow, what sadness, what terror. It reminds us that we too deserve death, that we too sin against God each and every day. But in Christ, our Passover lamb was sacrificed for us. What comfort, what relief, that our sins are atoned, that we are reconciled to God, the angel of death shall pass over our house. Now we commemorate life through Christ, who rose to life again. This is the feast of sincerity and truth. We pray to God to purge out the old leaven of sin, the old leaven of malice and wickedness, and to help us live a life of love and holiness. Let us keep this feast of life, this feast of hope, this feast of eternity. Christian faith is not simply an emotional feeling that God loves us. It is not our choice or connection to some vague higher power. It is God himself claiming us as his own, paying our debt of sin, and cleansing us in the waters of holy baptism. It is his gathering us into the holy Christian church, the communion of holy ones, sanctified by God's grace and mercy. It is the Holy Spirit enlightening us with sincerity and truth to know, to believe, and to trust that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, our Lord and Savior, who has redeemed us, purchased and won us with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. This is the feast of heaven. Being renewed, we shall put off the old man and walk in newness of life. Rising to life again, we shall sing God's praises forever. God bless us so that each day may be an Easter day of sincerity and truth, of forgiveness and redemption, of life and salvation. So let us keep the festival whereto the Lord invites us. Christ is himself the joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. By his grace he doth impart eternal sunshine to the heart. The night of sin is ended. Alleluia. Amen.